elderly people living in houses, national schools, onto me that, look, it was unprecedented, the storm that we've seen, and power was knocked out, water, or new broadband lines were knocked down, poles knocked down, all that. And I appreciate that and appreciate the work that NBI and EIR and everyone was doing. But we are here now 8-9 weeks on from a storm, and we still have people without broadband, without phone lines. National schools depend on them for roll calls. National schools and other schools, they need the phone line in case they need to make emergency calls during the day for kids and all that. Then you go to the domestic, we'll say households, that people with, they monitor their alarm systems. There's people with disabilities and they depend on that alarm, and their families depend on knowing that they're safe with the alarm, that if they hit it, it will go off. Now, EIR were sending out GSM units to people, but they were afraid to use them because they didn't know if it started beeping and what it was doing, and if it started making different noises. If the signal went down, it might go and make a beep noise to tell you it's lost signal and someone will ring you.
And I think it keeps circling back. So I remember, I think the day just after the storm, I met yourself and we spoke about the issues. And a huge part then, a big issue was in terms of communication. And it feels like we're this part down the line. And though, like you said, fantastic work has been carried out, there's still an issue of communication in the sense of how you're still looking just for a clear timeline, just so people can understand that if it's going to be back, when is it going to be back?
Definitely. And I do appreciate, as I said, lines have to be repaired. Trees have fallen down in lines. Then they're telling me that they have to get contractors in to cut the trees away, which is fair enough. Poles have to be replaced. But I think we have to be ready that this never happens again. We learn from this one. It has taken 8, 9, 10 weeks for the majority of it to get back, and still not fully back. But the big one is that they set up a communication line, whether it's for a representative like myself, or someone that can ring and talk to say, look, when is the area of Tubbercurry? When is the area of Curry, Ballaghy, South Sligo, North Sligo, wherever it is that you have a direct line that you can even go to the person and say, look, it's going to be 2 weeks, 3 weeks, at least they know. Because I was getting a lot of people ringing me from different countries where their parents were living on their own and they couldn't make contact with them, and they were saying, could I call to see whether all right? Could we see about getting the alarm set up again for them? And it just wasn't good enough. And I do appreciate all the work that was done with DSB. Were out day and night for Ishka Éireann to get water back. I don't feel EIR were doing as much. Yes, they were on the ground doing it, and NBI was on the ground, and I met lads from Donegal and all over, but I don't feel the urgency was as much because it was a phone line, and we need to sort that.